I'm curious, one of the obviously more powerful moments is when Ed's mom is at the courthouse. Obviously, that's, the one child that, you can't bring along. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on that family in particular and how they've grown from being able to tell, Ed's story and showcase a better light than maybe if the film hadn't been made, what people would have thought about Ed?
Well, I think, right, I first of all, to me, it's the worst example of what can happen to a kid that doesn't get help from somebody. And I think that, and it's also complicated, or further complicated, by the fact that they delivered their son to the system, thinking that that would help. Ed was in need of help. I mean, a lot of parents don't know what to do with a kid that gets to a certain point, and they sought the legal system for help, and it all backfired. And I think that it kind of shows that parents who love their kids will do anything they can to help them, and sometimes don't make all the right decisions, but it's like everybody let that kid down, in my opinion. Everybody. And I think that the worst case scenario is he just couldn't live with himself anymore. And of course, his mother, father too, the rest of their lives will carry this. But I think when Sandy Bonzo, when she hears people talk about what happened to her son, and I mean, she gets a lot of comfort from folks who appreciate the story.